in a Sarkusint traditions of northern India. Every home in our place follows the same typical styles and household principles. There are no major variations. Strict father, doting mothers, and unsolving siblings. Grandparents existed, but like festivals, make merry in their company and get back to routine. To all this, tea has been an integral part of the family all year round. We held it as a decoction of reverence. Every morning, the kitchen stove is lighted first under a tea pan, and seniors essentially break their fast with a sip. The body clock functioning is all synced to the first cup of the day. Unwarranted delays could lead to disruption in the schedules. In the event of steeping tensions between the parents, the father disowned the teacup, thrust it on his side. Kids were upgraded from the milk glass to a concoction which was a cheap tea. This drink was whole milk with a few tea leaves brewed. The drink was an option to bad tasting milk. Intuitively, one opted for a cheat with a smugness of being an adult already. Mothers winked at the father after handing over the glass to the kids. Opinion makers in the family advise various tea concoctions of ginger and bitter cumin to overcome health and medical matters. The over-concerned in our fraternity make it a point to spread and share copied posts on the natural benefits of various teas to fight the dreaded diseases. But believe me, these posts are good to be forwarded and to acclaim your rightful presence in the social groups. At a point, a cup of tea can alone help your headaches arising from the unsolicited spam messages. Man evolves with the changing times. Globalization of the economy tempted us to copy West. We got a fashion drink, coffee. Household under duress kept jars of instant coffee. Smart ladies of the house demonstrated their skills by making hand-beaten foamy, frothy, creamy coffee. Upscale coffee bars and cafes became new rendezvous for the young generation. Celebrities started hosting TV shows over coffee. This became a new corporate drink, with many business deals materializing over coffee. I kept pace and quickly learned those sophisticated corporate ethics. Started speaking with various swanky names of various coffees listed on the menu. But gosh, abruptly things changed and created a hell lot of confusion. I asked for a classy coffee and the client humbly settles for tea. What with these stylish modern girls who now claim their liking for tea? Still in my dilemma, few years back, learnt of green tea. Such an awful taste for a first timer. Do you have a choice? Even if yes, humans adapt to their surroundings. I vowed to myself until last week when I visited a friend who owed out of her generosity, offered to make a special white tea. Change is the only constant.